Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 15th of February, recording at 10:15 p.m. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly pretty firm, particularly the China-related indices up, also Japan. Japan up 2.3%. on its inflation targeting and infusion of capital from the Bank of Japan. And China, again, strong, up over 2% on the Hang Seng and HSCEI indices. Taiwan also had a good day. The ASEAN stock markets, which had made the running last year, have mostly paused, although Thailand was firm again today. Now, in Europe, we had mostly modest gains. Looks like Sweden had the best percentage advance, up 1.22%. The UK and Spain closed with teensy declines, tiny percentage declines. Now, on Wall Street, we had a weaker tone as the day progressed, and down, not heavy selling, but down 0.5% for the S&P, just over 0.5% for the S&P and the NASDAQ, and 0.76% for the Dow. The Toronto, Mexican, and Brazilian markets were all up a little bit. In long-dated government bond prices, we had modest gains in the European futures, modest decline in the U.S. 30-year. And the U.S. dollar, a wee bit firmer in here. And that's mainly the euro weakening again, down to 1.3063. Also, sterling, I think, was weaker. That's down to 156.91. Although that's barely changed from yesterday. Gold up $8 at 17.28. Silver declined a little bit. And no, I beg your pardon, it had recovered that. It's at 33.49 on silver. And platinum is $8 higher at 16.36. It was palladium that declined a little bit, 6.82. Industrial metals were mostly lower, copper reversing an earlier gain as Wall Street weakened. Tin was the exception, checked out with a small gain on the day. In the energy sector, while natural gas was lower, crude oil rose on further threats from Iran, basically that they would cut off sales of oil to some of the key European countries. That was a front page story in the New York Times today. And that pushed the WTI crude up to 101.88. And the more important move was the Brent crude going up to just over $119. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's been a terrific run in stock markets, and it was mostly extended in here today, although not for the U.S. And one of the key developments, no pun intended, well, pun intended, I should say, is that we had a big key day reversal in the share price of Apple today. And for instance, we had a 5.4% turnaround from the high. Apple soared up to $526.29, but then so $526.29, and then closed at below the psychological 500 level at 497.67. That was close to the low of the day. And as I say, recorded a significant key day reversal. Now, follow through tomorrow by the close would provide further evidence that that key is or represents a peak of at least near-term significance. As you know, we've been talking about Apple being overextended in the last few days because it had accelerated up well above its 200-day moving average, and is due for at least a reversion to the mean represented by that average. Now, elsewhere, the news has been extremely positive. The technical developments here for most stock markets, but Apple typifies a tendency for a number of these markets to be somewhat overextended. Apple was quite overextended, but a number of indices are overextended following, well, we're in the seventh week of consecutive weekly declines. And then you go back earlier, and the rally really started in mid-December. So we're due, we've been overdue for a while for a pause and reaction and consolidation. And really, the main question is, was it going to occur with some big downward dynamics and a volatile downturn, moving from risk on to risk off, to use the banal terminology? I was going to do that, or were we going to see somewhat of a rotational reaction and consolidation process, which is what we've been seeing for the most part so far. But it's remains to be seen whether we get a more volatile reaction, which I would attribute largely to quantitative easing if it does occur. Or has this type of behavior shifted for at least the time being. It'll be an interesting, it'd be very interesting to see the outcome. But overall, as I say, the key points are, first, everything that's happened technically indicates that this is a cyclical bull market. And we've been saying that repeatedly for a number of weeks. However, we are quite overbought in the short term. So at least some rotational consolidations are quite likely. Apple's peak may represent a bit of a bellwether signal in terms of sentiment overall in the short term. So don't be surprised if we see a little bit of choppy volatility before too long. But I don't want to overemphasize that because I think that would just be healthy, and that we will see stock markets pushing higher over the medium term for the same reasons that have been outlined repeatedly in this service, and very favorable monetary conditions, and they'll probably become even more favorable as we get some of the Asian economies moving further away from their more restrictive monetary policies to curb inflation. Now, some of that hasn't even started yet. For instance, India, although the Indian stock market has certainly been discounting rate cuts, having had 13 consecutive rate hikes, we haven't had that first cut yet, but certainly the market is discounting that, and India has had the best performance among the Asian economies since that mid-December low, and also the best gains among the Asian economies this year. So that's the overall background, and I think contributing factors which could help to tip markets into a bit of a consolidation phase on a short-term basis would also be the Greek situation, which retains its capacity to unnerve investors, although they're a little bit, well, its familiarity breeds a degree of contempt, so it's less important than it than it has been in the past, but it's still a factor overall. And the one that concerns Owen and me the most is the price of crude oil. Now, I think this is the strength is much more due to global tensions and fear that supply might be disrupted, and that leads to a certain amount of speculation, which drives up the price. And that's a headwind here for stock markets and the global economy overall. Okay, so don't be surprised, let's say, if we see reactions and consolidations, but within the overall upward trends, almost certainly. And I do think that the medium-term outlook will remain quite bullish. Now, in terms of currencies, the euro really is vulnerable as uncertainty over the Greek situation or concern over the Greek situation flares up once again. And I think there is a realization that Europe really does need a weaker currency overall. And the U.S. dollar, well, I've described that primarily as a bolt hole safe haven currency overall. An important fundamental trend is improving in favor of the U.S. dollar, and that's the U.S.'s move towards energy independence. And that's something that has long been forecast here by Fuller Money, and really ever since we saw the successful economic development of shale gas and shale oil. We've been talking about a future of energy independence for the U.S., but it's happened even faster than we expected. I had really penned that in for the next decade, and it looks like we're going to see that happen in the next few years. And that will help to underpin the U.S. economy and also the U.S. dollar on a longer-term basis. My hunch, though, is that the growth economies will see even stronger currencies more often than not, and certainly when stock markets are ebullient and when the global economy is improving somewhat. Precious metals are tending to perform more as a risk asset than a safe haven, and I think we'll see that trend continue overall. They're ranging at the moment, following the very good recoveries that we did see from the December, or was it November, late November reaction lows. So we've seen good recoveries in the precious metals. Now they're ranging and beneath overhead supply, and the direction of the breakout from these current patterns will probably be significant to the upside, and we would see a further erosion of overhead supply to the downside, which we might see in line with a global consolidation among stock markets. And that would indicate a further retracement of recent gains. What else to mention here? I think that's pretty much it. Don't be surprised to see Apple color a few headlines in the next few days. All the best.